has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Malcolm. Good afternoon.
You're the first one to arrive.
Okay.
Has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I didn't announce myself if I was late.
Not a problem. Because you were the second, we were just waiting for you.
Okay.
And
thanks.
We'll start momentarily.
I'm going to have to mute, too much noise. Wataru et Hayarden, Watavu el Yericho, Wailahamu vahem, Baale Yericho, Haemori wehaprizi, Wehaknaani, Wehachiti, Wehagird Gashi. Ahiwi vihai vusi vietain otam vietchem. And we went, you went over the Jordan and came unto Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorite and the Bezerizzite and the Canaanite, and the Hittite and the Girgashite, the Hivite and the Jebusite, and I delivered them into your hand. The seven nations that were living in the land, but those seven nations were not completely defeated. But this is Joshua on his last day, or last series of days, where he is telling the people, I'm leaving, and here's what I'm relating the past, and eventually he will relate the future as well. 20 words representing the completion. It represents the 10 sephirot of direct light and the 10 sephirot of the returning light. There are 97 letters. The number 97, when we add the kollel, becomes 98. That is the statement or the word tzach, tzadichet. Tzadichet represents a form of cleansing. Verse 12. Vayesh lach lifneihem et hatzira wat garesh otam mipneihem shene malke haemori lo bechar becha velo bekashtecha. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. Joshua was telling the people, it's not you who defeated these nations. It's Hashem. Not your sword and bow. It's not the war you waged. But Hashem is behind all of these victories. And there are 14 words connecting to the level of King David, which is manifestation. What Joshua was saying, it's not that you won, and it's not that Hashem is behind it. It's actually that Hashem is responsible for it. He is causing it to happen. But you need to see it in the illusion that you went and won. You went and had a war with your sword and your bow. But you didn't really even need to do that. And there are 60 letters connecting to the letter Samach, which has the meaning of support. So we see how the manifestation is of the support is through the physical victories that have nothing to do with the strength of the children of Israel, but has to do with Hashem preparing that. Hashem making that happen. Verse 13. Va'etein lachem eretz asher lo yagadha ba'vi'arim asher lo b'nichetem va'teshvu Bahem kiram yaim, vizetim asher lo nitatem, atem ochlim. And I gave you a land where you had not labored, and cities which you built not. And ye dwell therein of vineyards and olive yards which you planted, not do you eat? Joshua is reminding the people that you took over all of these things that these other nations created and formed. You took them over from the other nations because Hashem gave you the land, not because you had to do the work to build up the land. Yet in the 1900s, in the 20th century, the children of Israel, being Jewish, when they immigrated from Russia, which where most of them came, they had to buy the land from the Arabs, and they had to replant the land. They had to drain the swamps. They had to do the work. But the first time, they didn't have to do any of those things. It had been done by the seven nations. And again, we have 20 words showing you that this is a stage of completion. The 10 Sephirot and the 10 of direct light and the 10 Sephirot of returning light. And 73 letters, which connects to the word Chokmah, to wisdom. This is connecting to a level of completion of some aspect of wisdom. Learning that you don't have to do it, but you have to have your connection to Hashem. And you need to do the first step, the first action, but you don't have to complete it. Hashem will complete it for you. Verse 14.
Has joined.
Now therefore, fear Hashem and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve you the Lord Hashem. Joshua is telling the people, reminding the people, your father, which is Abraham, served other gods beyond the river Euphrates, that he had to cross to get to the land of Egypt. And also in Egypt, you served other gods. Because in that narrow place, when you're acting as a slave of Satan, you are causing yourself to be connected to these other gods. Verse 15. La'avod et Adonai. Yo-ah-hey-hey, Adanu-yo. Yo-ah-hey-da-wanu-hey-yo. Bacharu lachem hayom et mita avodun im et Elohim asher avdu avotechem asher be'ever anaharim et Elohe ha'emori asher atem Yoshvim ba'artzam ve'anochi uveiti na'avod et Adonai yo-ah-hey-hey adanu yo yo-ah-hey-da-wanu hey yo.
And if has joined
to you to serve Hashem, you this day for you to serve. But if the God, the other people, father, whether beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Hashem. Future folk, whoever arrived last. Press star 6 to do a future folk. And also because he's Joshua is saying he and his children are always going to serve Hashem. That's what he's taught them. That's what they will do. It's a prophecy. But you, each one of the children of Israel, has a choice. Will you serve other gods? Will you return to the gods from the other side of the Euphrates River? Will you return to the gods of Egypt, will you return to the Amorites' gods? There are 34 words. Which is the Hebrew word dal, dalid lamed. One way of understanding dal is that it translates as poor or lack. Another way is that it's the doorway to the teacher, the doorway to teaching. It's 125 letters. When we add the additional letter for the kolel, it becomes 126. And I remember that 126 is a significant number, but I don't remember its significance. 16. Wayan ha'am vayomer hayalili kalila lanu me'azovet Adonai yowahehe la'avot Elohim la'cherim. And the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake Hashem to serve other gods. Eleven words indicating a connection to the Ketoret that draws you closer to Hashem. The people were saying, we're going to stay connected to Hashem and draw closer. But they didn't remember that all the time. They went up and down, further away from Hashem and then closer to Hashem. Each time closer, each time further away. And 44 letters connects to the word dam, meaning blood. So by making this statement, which is an oath, they created a condition of having to be suffering a loss of blood. Yes, you move closer to Hashem, but you also move further away. And this is the balance that we constantly strive about. Verse 17. You have to give up blood, meaning sacrifice that animal part of yourself in order to get closer to Hashem. All of this is built into these numbers. All of this is built into what we read it. Our soul makes those connections. Verse 17. Ki Adonai Yowahe Adanu Yo Yowahe Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Hu Hama'ale Otanu Ve'er Avoteinu Meretz Mitzrayim Mibet Avadim Wa'asher Asal Einenu Et Ha'otot Hagdolot Ha'ele Wa'ishmerenu B'kol Haderech Asher Halachnu Va Uvkol ha'amim asher avarnu bekirbam. For Hashem, our God, he it is that brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and that did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through the midst of whom we passed. Words connecting to the letter Lamed and its meaning, its essence of being a teacher or teaching. 129 letters. If we add the kollel, becomes 130, which is the latter, the word sulam in Hebrew. It's also Sinai, meaning a connection to the Torah. It's also the number 13 in its completed structure of 10 sephirot. Verse 18. Vayigaresh Adonai Yoahehe Adanu Yo Yoahedawanu Heyo Et Kol Ha'amim Viet Ha'emori Yoshev Ha'aretz Mipaneinu Gam Anachnu Na'avod Et Adonai Yoahehe And Hashem drove out from before us all the peoples, even the Amorites, that dwelt in the land. Therefore we also will serve Hashem, for he is our God. Indicating when you choose Hashem and you make the connection to Hashem, this is your path to life, life eternal, but also life in the physical world. Because without Hashem, you can appear to be walking around and breathing, but you only live when you make connection to Hashem. Seven letters, which is the word bina, meaning understanding, but it's also with the kollel becomes 68, which is chaim. So you have 18, which is chai, life, and chaim, which is lives. Make the choice in each of one of your reincarnations. Verse 19.
Vayomer Yehoshua el ha'am Lo tuchlu la'avod et Adonai Yo'ahehe Adanu yo Yo'ahedawanu heyo Ki Elohim kidoshim Hu el kano Lo yisa lefishachem ulchatotechem.
And Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve Hashem, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Was Joshua lying? Was Joshua telling us an untruth? Or was he making a prophecy to those aspects of ourselves that we refer to as the Erev Rav? Verse 20.
Ki tazvu et Adonai Yo'ahehe Adanu yo Yo'ahedawanu heyo Wa'avatem Elohe Nekar Weshav Wehera Lachem Wakila Etem Achare Asher Hetiv Lachem.
If you forsake Hashem and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you evil and consume you. After that, he has done you good. the negative effects of your own choice of following other gods creates pain and chaos, creates the negativity. And after Hashem causes you to be destroyed, so to speak, after that, that you can realize that he has actually cleansed you, and that cleansing has done you good. Verse 21. Lokied Adonai Yoahehe Adanu Yo Yoaheda Wanuhe Yo Navod. And the people said to Joshua, "Nay, but we will serve Hashem." Look at the conjugation in the last word, na'avod. It's evid, serving, working, being a slave to Hashem. But the nun is the conjugation. The nun says you're going to fall serving. It's not what Hashem absolutely wants. He wants you to serve him. But as you grow by through serving him, you start to recognize you can't leave him, that it's you have to make these choices to serve him all the time, because this is the only way for you to become mature, to grow from a child. Pasuk 22. Vayomer Yehoshua el ha'am, ha'edim atem b'achem, ki atem b'chartem lachem et Adonai Yoahehe Adanu yo, Yoaheda wanu heyo. And Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you, Hashem, to serve him." And they said, "We agree, we are witnesses." And each witness has his own perspective. He's looking out at other people, but is he evaluating his own actions? 17 words indicating the connection to the energy of good, energy of Hashem. By being a witnesses against ourselves so that we can be cleansed. Being a witness is how we connect to the energy of goodness, which is the essence of Hashem. Letters indicating the connection to the letter Samach, which means support. To be a witness means to accept the support of Hashem. We ata hasiru et Elohei hanekar asher bekir bechem. We had to et levavchem et el Adonai yo danu yo. Yo ahinda wanu hey yo. Elohei Israel.
Now therefore put away the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart to Hashem, the God of Israel. Verse 24.
Vayomru ha'am el Yehoshua et Adonai Yehovah hey Adanu yo Yehovahidawanu hey yo Eloheinu na'avod u'kolo nishma.
And the people said to Joshua, Hashem, our God, will we serve, and unto his voice will we hearken. Ten words connecting to the ten Sephirot. Two letters, which connects us to the Anabo Koach and to creation. Verse 25.
Uayichrot Yehoshua Berit la'am bayom hahu Wayasem lo chok u'mishpat Bishchem.
So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. This is a very coded verse. It would take a lot to decode it because you have to understand the meaning of the word Shechem. Water and fire, separated by action. That's just one of the 70 ways of understanding the word Shechem. Verse 26.
Vayiktov Yehoshua et hadevarim v'ha'ele b'sefer Torah Elohim v'yitach even gedola v'yekimeha sham tachat a'ala asher b'mikdash Adonai Yehovahe Adanu yo Yehovahidawanu heyo.
And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of Hashem, and he took a great stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of Hashem. It's not an actual good translation because the phrase by the sanctuary is coming from the word b'mikdash. The mikdash is the mishkan. But the bed in front of it means in or with the mikdash, with the mishkan. And it's being translated as by the sanctuary. So it's really not an excellent translation. Verse 27.
Vayomer Yehoshua el kol ha'am, hine ha'even hazot tihye, banu le'eda ki hi shamayet, kol ha'imre Adonai Yehovahe. Adanu yo, yo ahida wanu hey yo, Asher Diber Imanu V'chaitavahem Le'eda Pen T'chachashun Eloheichem. And Joshua said unto all the people, Behold, this stone shall be a witness against us, for it has heard all the words of Hashem, which he spoke to us. It shall be therefore a witness against you, lest you deny your God. Twenty-seven words representing all of the 27 letters of the alphabet. Ninety-seven letters. And again, add the kolel becomes 98. 98 is sach, tadi, het, the word of cleansing, a form of cleansing. Verse 28. Why shalach Yehoshua Et ha'am ishle nachalato. So Joshua sent the people away, every man, to his inheritance. What is his inheritance? It's the land of Israel. It's his tribe's location. And it's his location within the tribe, within the land of the tribe. There are six words that connect to the Zerantin that is separated, Chas V'Shalom, from Malchut. Twenty-four letters connecting to the 12 hours of day and the 12 hours of night. Verse 29. Vayehi acharei hadivarim ha'ele, vayama Yehoshua ben nun eved Hashem Adonai Yehoahehe Adanu yo Yehoahe Dawanu heyo ben mea wa'aser shanim. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Hashem, died, being 110 years old. Not a good translation, does it? Look at the words. Eved Hashem is a servant of Hashem. It says he's the son of 110. The word ben doesn't mean died, it means the son. But it's not being translated like that. Sanim is years. But it doesn't mean old. Verse 30. Vayikberu oto bigvul nachala Ato Batim Natserach Asher Behar Ephraim Mitzpon Lehargash. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance, in Timnat Serah, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, on the north of the mountain of Gaash. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel. Forty-nine letters connecting to the 49 days of the counting of the Omer. Actually, it represents the effort that we need to take in order to merit the gift of the Torah. Verse 31. Vayavod Yisrael et Adonai Yawahehe Adanu yo Yawahe Dawanu heyo Kol Yemei Yehoshua Wakol Yemei Hazkenim Asher Heriku Yamim Achare Yehoshua Asher yadu et kol maase Adonai Yowahehe Adanu yo Yowahe dawanu heyo Asher asa le Yisrael. And Israel served Hashem all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, and had known all the work of the Hashem that he had wrought for Israel. What this is saying is that the people kept their relationship, their statements, their promises to serve Hashem all until Joshua died, and then they still kept it. As long as there was an elder, any one of the 70 members of the Sanhedrin, any one of the leaders of the tribes, still alive, they remembered Joshua and his words and what they were doing. But then it changed, as maybe not in the next two verses, maybe it will, we'll find out. But it changes as we go into the next book, which is the book of Judges. Verse 32. Uyet atzmot Yosef asher helu v'nei Yisrael mimitraim kavru b'ishpem v'chelkat asade asher kana Yaakov met v'nei Hamor Avi Shechem Bema'akashita Vayu Livne Yosef Lenachala. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel
has
brought
joined
out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem in the parcel of ground which Jacob bought from the sons of Hamor and the father of Shechem for 100 pieces of money. And they became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. I'm not sure that that's such a good translation. Children of Joseph are two tribes, and it's only talking about the tribe of Ephraim, and it's leaving Manasseh, which is
somewhat close, but not the same. And verse 33. Lehelezar ben Aharon met vayich bero oto begivchat pinchas bano asher yinitan lo bechar Ephraim. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died, and they buried him in the hill of Pinchas, his son, which was given him in Mount Ephraim. Words representing connection to King David and to manifestation. Connecting to the 52, the number 52, which connects to Hashem when his name is spelled out with the letters Aleph, excuse me, the letters He. That's the end of our reading of the Hebrew. And next time we will need to do the reading of the analysis, which is probably going to be somewhat short. Somewhat of a short class, but we will see. Maybe we'll move on to the next book. We'll have to see where we are. Does anyone have any questions? Remember, there are two more classes, the Deep Zohar at 4:30 and the Ari class at 7. All times are West Coast times, and I bid you all Shalom Gadol, a beautiful afternoon and evening.
Shalom.